From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Susan Yockey in Washington. Azerbaijan announces ceasefire and fight with Armenia. Azerbaijan announced a unilateral ceasefire today in the separatist region of Nagorno-Karabakh after clashes with Armenian forces left 30 soldiers dead Saturday and both sides reporting more fighting overnight. The outbreak of violence is the worst in Nagorno-Karabakh since 1994, when Armenia and Azerbaijan ended a war over the territory that is part of Azerbaijan but has been under the control of Armenian forces. The two sides are separated by a demilitarized buffer zone, but each side accuses the other of numerous violations. The opposition in Cameroon has defied police and continued protests against efforts by the ruling party to organize early elections. The opposition says Cameroon's 84-year-old president, Paul Biya, is angling to be president for life after 34 years already in office. Kawala, opposition leader of the Cameroon People's Party, says dozens of protesters have been arrested or wounded by heavily armed police in several towns.
The police, as you see, they have blocked us, they have shoved us, they will not allow us to talk, they will not allow us to do our job as the political leaders of this country. They have stepped on the rights of citizens.
A Cameroon government spokesperson says the protests are illegal. The first passenger flight has taken off from the airport in Brussels, where suicide bombers carried out a deadly attack nearly 2 weeks ago. The blast there and a nearby metro station killed 32 people and destroyed the airport's departure area. A Brussels Airlines plane heading to the Portuguese city of Faro was the first of three flights scheduled to leave the airport today. This is VOA News. Pakistan's military says it has killed more than 250 militants and lost 8 soldiers in counterinsurgency operations near the Afghan border in the last 2 months. Army officials say the fighting in the remote Shawan Valley of North Waziristan is the final phase of a major ground and air offensive launched in June 2014 to clear the semi-autonomous tribal region of local and foreign militants. Syrian officials say the army has found a mass grave on the northeastern edge of Palmyra after it recaptured the ancient city from Islamic State militants. Authorities say there were at least 40 bodies in the grave, including women and 3 children. Some of the bodies were beheaded and others shot. The London-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights confirmed the discovery of the mass grave. The Turkish Coast Guard intercepted more than 60 migrants and refugees in the Aegean Sea as they tried to reach the Greek island of Lesbos Saturday. The group, including Syrians, was transported to a western Turkish town in compliance with an EU-Turkey deal that takes effect on Monday. Meantime, the International Organization for Migration reports a large number of sub-Saharan Africans, mainly from Nigeria, Mali, Gambia, and Senegal, has been arriving in Italy this year. Lisa Schlein reports.
The International Organization for Migration reports at least 170,000 refugees and migrants have crossed the Mediterranean Sea from Turkey into Europe this year. While the numbers heading for Italy from Libya pale in comparison, IOM says they are growing. It says more than 18,000 migrants and refugees have arrived, an increase of more than 8,000 compared to the same period last year. It says 90% of the arrivals are from sub-Saharan Africa. None are from Syria. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
A strong earthquake has struck off the coast of the South Pacific Ocean island nation of Vanuatu, but there are no reports of a tsunami or serious damage. The U.S. Geological Survey says the 6.9 magnitude quake struck today 80 kilometers north of Port Olri, Vanuatu, at a depth of 35 kilometers. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is accusing 2 U.S. presidential candidates of inciting Islamophobia. During Saturday's dedication of a Turkish-funded mosque near Washington, Erdogan said he hopes the facility can help eliminate the intolerance he sees coming from U.S. presidential candidates. Erdogan did not identify those candidates by name, but Republican frontrunner Donald Trump has called for a temporary ban of all Muslims entering the U.S., and rival Ted Cruz is calling for increased police patrols in Muslim neighborhoods across the country. We invite you to visit our website at voanews.com. I'm Susan Yockey in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.